Gospel today, Jesus revealed to his disciples some of the mysteries of the kingdom of God, using different parables to help them to understand and to discover by themselves those mysteries. Both parables today talk about seeds. The first revealed to us how the kingdom of God can grow by itself, even without us knowing how it grows and how it will produce fruits in accord with the kind of plan. Then in a due time, it will be harvest. But it can grow even without our participation. It grows by himself. And like the mustard seed, that is the smallest of the seeds, it can become the largest of plants with open space for all kinds of birds and provide for them food and a place to stay. Many things can provide for them, security. So let us find today what are the calls of those parables for us. We are called to discover and to see the seeds, the sign of the kingdom of God among us. There are signs among us that we can identify then, and we can say this is a sign of the kingdom of God. And we are invited to open our eyes to be able to see those signs. For example, goodness, kindness, mercy, compassion, real commitment. It is nice to celebrate once in a while couple who is coming to celebrate 50 years being together, or 52, or 60, or 70. That is a sign of the kingdom among us. Any expression of love, conversions, forgiveness, reconciliation with those around us, and many other good things among us and around us that sometimes we don't pay attention or we don't give them the importance because we think that they are ordinary. But those are clear signs of the presence of God among us. Those are clear signs that the kingdom is growing among us. We may have the temptation to only see the bad things that are happening in our world today and to forget that the one who made it grow is not us, but God himself. As it was said by the prophet Ezekiel and by the gospel today. So let us remember that always. It is God, the one who makes the kingdom grow. The seeds of the kingdom, we are also invited to see the seeds of the kingdom in us. And those seeds are expected to produce fruits. But of course, it can find obstacles in our part. Then we are called to be open to those seeds, to be open to the action of God in our life, to be open to His voice, to be open to His calls and invitations. God is calling us all the time through different means, but often we don't pay attention. We don't identify those calls. So today also we are called to be open, to be attentive. What is God calling me to do? Like the mustard plant, have space for everybody. The church, and moreover the kingdom of God, is open to anybody. The clear consequence for us believers is to be open and to welcome anybody into our family of faith, our parish, our community, the church, and to be able to express our sympathy, our concern and commitment with those who share with us this journey of faith. The mustard seeds produce a big plant, the largest, and it's open. The church should be like that, open to welcome. The last, but not the least, is to be conscious of our responsibility in building up the kingdom of God among us. Through our actions and options, life is always going to be full of choices. We know that. For everything, you had many choices. Let us strive to make good choices that may lead us closer to God and to one another, and not to make us divided or to be far away from each other. Heavenly Father, strengthen our faith in your Son and help us to do our best, building up His kingdom among us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.